कांक्षन्तः कर्मणां सिद्धिम् यजन्तः इह देवताः क्षिप्रं हि मानुषे लोके सिद्धिर्भवति कर्मजा। कांक्षन्तः कर्मणां सिद्धिं यजन्त इह देवताः क्षिप्रं हि मानुषे लोके सिद्धिर्भवति कर्मजा। कांक्षन्तः with the burning desire or running after or wanting karmanam siddhim, karmanam of action, siddhim, siddhim means accomplishment, some achievement. Yajanta is the meaning is given here as sacrifice. In day-to-day life we can look at it, we are ready to do and give up anything. Devata, gods, is in this world. And Kshipram is, that means quick, instant. Manushya loke, in this human world. He is because. Siddhir bhavati karmaja. They are able to get those achievements because of their actions. So if we think it like this, we, all of us, as individuals, there are only three things we identify with, ourselves with. We want to enjoy bhoga. Then we want to acquire, accumulate money, clothes, whatever, house, have more and more. And then karma, action. We have to work. So our idea is that I like that, I want that desire, I want to have more and more of that, acquire. Then for that I have to work, I have to act. Without doing something hath prahat, you know, if you're not doing anything, it's not going to come to me. So this is, we all do this in our day-to-day life, right? We want to enjoy, we want to have fun, we want to acquire it more and more, and therefore we work for it. Nothing wrong with it, but it's a day-to-day thing. So Lord is saying, in this world, people identify their achievements, whatever they are going after. It could be any object, it could be any relationship, it could be money or a position. These three or four things are that. That's it in this world. There's nothing beyond these things. So whatever an individual is looking for out of these objects, he believes that by doing some particular action, I'm going to get it. And by doing it, it comes quick. Right? We take an exam, instant result is we pass. We invest in the stock market, the stock goes up, we get the result quick. A young boy is trying to, you know, seek a girl. He, you know, he goes after her. You know, they both agree. Happens quick. So once that attitude happens, that by acting, by doing this, I'm going to achieve this, he performs a certain action and he gets it. And with this, there is a certain sense of gratification that I got it. So that gives him or her some degree of satisfaction. Then gods. So for that purpose, he or she would worship a certain god. Right? We have, when in our Vedic culture, we consider everything as god, right? Sun god, water god, you know, everything is, the Mother Earth is a god. We consider everything as a god. But in this human world, who are the gods, devatas? Local gods. Local gods, the boss of our company is a devata. We want to please the god. We want to be in the good books of the god. We can do anything to do that. Bribe or favor or something, offering something. We want to please the god, the boss, the CEO of the company. So instead of offering ghee, we are offering maska, buttering, so that the boss is going to look on me favorably. Playing golf with certain group of people so we can strike a deal, or be in the group, right? We are not doing that, we are out of the group. We are not in that group. It's a prestige issue for me to be in that group. Could be a golf group, could be anything. We do all sort of things, right? We all do all sort of things. People have different habits. People have habits of, you know, could be singing, could be gardening, could be golfing, could be something else. So people. And whoever is good, so there's somebody up there who's a leader. So we all want to curry up the flavor of the favor. Politicians, fundraising. Because there's some ulterior motive we have. It's not out of goodness for that political party or for the nation we are doing that. Some of us have that feeling. But in general terms, we want to strike some people with higher up who are going to come, maybe I can establish a connection. I can have a multi-dollar, million-dollar deal. Some extra funding, money is going to come. For what purpose? Maybe a few more clothes, nice clothes, few more shoes, few more cars, or nice house I'll have. Maybe a few more years I'll live extra. Right? There are people who are dedicated to solar energy, sun god. They spend all their life in that. Water god, wind turbines, vayu devata, nuclear energy. Right? So they spend their life in that. Cloning scientists. They're bypassing god. They're going to clone out humans. And then the biggest gods. The biggest god, which is closest to me, my eyes, my tongue, my skin. I want instant gratification on my tongue. I want this gulab jamun. I want the sweetness on my tongue. And it comes, ah ha ha ha. How tasty it is. I want that touch. Ah ha ha ha. Nice. I want instant gratification, satisfaction, happiness, right then and there. These are our most intimate devatas. On all of these devatas, I have a presiding deity. Eyes have a presiding deity. Nose, gandha, smell, they have a presiding deity. Our tongue has a presiding deity. Skin has a presiding deity. Hearing has a presiding deity. So if you want instant gratification there, and I want it now. You all have seen those Nike ads, right? Just do it. The t-shirts. Just do it. So you want it here and now. So going after Lord, seeking Lord. Oh my God. Somebody has to have Vivek. discrimination. Somebody needs vairagya, dispassion. Oh my God. Then we have to do shravanam. We have to listen to the scriptures. Then we have to dwell on it, think about it, mananam. Then we have to practice it, nididhyasanam. Doing all of that, having shama dama, seems like a tall order. That's what is going to lead to the purification of my antahkaram, chitta shuddhi. This is a long path. Nothing instant here. Well, some people have, you know, to an extent purified intellect from before previous lives. But this is what is going to give a good product. Any company, Toyota, Honda, they come out with good products because a lot of years have gone into the research, a lot of effort has gone into that. Our kids also, unless and until they are going to put in effort, whatever exam they do, even for us, they have a description of a sutra in Patanjali Yoga. It says, for doing anything, we need three things. Dirghakalena, for long time. Long time, continuously we have to do. Lord himself says, many lives. It takes many lives for us to do this. Nairantaryena, daily practice. Any simple goal we have, weight loss. Not once in a week, if we go to the gym, it's going to happen. We have to do that as much as we can. Any class that we take, to be good in that, we have to do it every day or most of the time. With the third factor, satkar sevita, having love and respect for that what we are doing. Piano lessons for our kids, tennis lessons for our kids. They don't want to, mom, I don't want to do it. So that feeling is not there from inside. So the proficiency is not there in the kid. So the love is not there. Respect is not there for that thing. So these three things, for a long time, continuously, with a lot of respect, in the teachings from the scripture, having faith in our guru, we do this and the result is 100% guaranteed. Arjuna says, okay Bhagavan, I understood why people don't worship you. Because they are going after other things, they seek happiness in that because of their vasanas, because of their samskaras, and coming to you seems to be very hard and impractical. Because we make it impractical, we make it sound like difficult, but every day we do exactly the opposite. I mean, we are doing so many things, we are spending so much effort to do the other things. So, and then Lord keeps on saying, and he goes on to the next shloka, and which is a very controversial shloka, and the Hinduism and Sanatan Dharma has been blamed. India has been, you know, on the hook because of this particular description here. But if that is understood in a proper way, in a right way, we will know what Bhagavan is saying here. He is talking about the four divisions in the society. And in fact, there was some movement here some time ago, and some of our kids, if we see their history books, 6th, 7th, and I'm not sure if 8th grade also, you know, they talk about different religions, and our Hinduism religion, they talk about this thing here, so that is looked at very derogatory. So in our kids, some of our kids have had this experience in the school, when this thing is being taught, and some of our kids have gotten up and put up their objection to the teachers. because the teachers are going to teach what is written in the book. So kids have raised an objection. No, this is not Hinduism. Hinduism is something different. So there was some movement, and I attended a few sessions on that myself. Some of the parents then from the Bay Area even went up to Sacramento in the assembly, and there was a presentation on that, trying to put that, whatever the correction was needed in the history books of 6th, 7th, 8th grade, I think. I'm not sure what happened, but it's an ongoing effort, it's an ongoing project. But we can see this in the history books of our own kids. And this is exactly what has been described. So everybody from Western culture is going to look upon this, our culture, as this. Hey, this is a division. You know, they've described this class. It's a caste-based society. It's a class-based society. So they look down upon us. And it spreads a lot of wrong notions about the whole idea.